a huge step up, I suppose. But it's a challenge, look, we need as a team. Two nice wins on the bounce. You know, we've had some good results in the league over the last couple of years, but we need to take down a top team in championship before to kind of step it up. And look, that's just the challenge we have, and we just have to go for it, and hopefully it could be the making of us. But we're going to have to play kind of up to high level of standard to get a win there. So it's going, like, playing Donegal is not like an ordinary game of football, so we have to prepare accordingly and hopefully come out the other side.
Even if you, like, putting the result aside, Paul, is this a season defining game for you performance wise?
Oh, it could be, yeah. Like, you know, I mean, like, beating the likes of Longford and Limerick are good, but we need to be a top team, especially in Croke Park. So look, we're under a bit big pressure maybe to get a win and perform, but so are they, so hopefully we come out the other side of it like with a performance, and, you know, just get the win.
Obviously, like, you've been playing, you're a forward, but you've been playing quite defensively the way you play all year. Yeah. But approaching Donegal as an opposition, how would you feel going into a game like that?
Yeah, I suppose, look, they kind of have a keeper, a couple of man markers, and then a couple of corner forwards, and everyone else is in between wherever they want. So, kind of, positions aren't really a go here in this game. Look, I could end up back, corner back, tracking a runner, and could end up trying to get a score, like, and just as well, one of our cornerbacks could end up, it's just the way it could work. Look, it's not good, it's not a normal game of football when you play against them, but no matter what, if it is your effort and our honesty is going to have to be up there, and we're going to have a severe work rate, and I think we're going to have to pay with our heads. I think we're fit enough anyway, definitely. It's just have that patience in defence, you know, when they're passing the ball around outside, and it's having the patience up front. When maybe we're outnumbered in attack, we have to get up there and support each other and keep the ball and no turnovers up there.
We saw that in the second half against Longford. As you said, you weren't running into tackles, you were finding your man much better. You have to focus on that for the next day.
Yeah, I think there's no denying we're a quick team and a fit team, so we can move the ball as quick as we can, get up and support fella. Just as I said, avoid physical confrontation with them. Like, Longford did turn us over a couple of times in the first half. If you go into Donegal, men, on your own, you're going to get turned over, and that's exactly what they thrive on. If you get turned over in their kind of half back position, they're going to come forward in six and sevens and try to get a score. So we just have to move the ball, find the spaces wherever it is, and just support each other.
After your game on Saturday, did you sit down and watch the Ulster final Sunday?
Yeah, and we just looked at it again in training. And we've looked at all their other games this year in Championship. They've had four tough games. But look, hopefully there's something we can work through. And, you know, they're not unbeatable. You know, Monaghan could have beat them definitely the first day. And Tyrone beat them, so. But they're a very well-organised, very strong, physical, fit team. So we're going to have a work it out, definitely. And, we sat down and watched it. And, you know, we've watched it again. So they're very good individual players and a very good team. So we're under no illusions.
And what about for yourselves? Like, are you going to have to find something new? Because we kind of saw, like, Peter Kelleher was well marshalled by Longford last week. People have identified that particular threat, and they'll identify more if they find them in their analysis.
Yeah, 100%. Look, as I said, it's not a normal game of football, and you could find yourself anywhere on the field, and you just, like, the big thing with Peter was he was isolated, and never mind, like, doing it against Longford, you can't do it against Donegal. So wherever we are in the field, we're just going to have to back each other up, support each other, and just be there for each other, because if not, they'll swallow you up, and that's their food and drink, really.
Like we discussed a few minutes ago, if it's potentially a season-defining game, how do you think the group will feel going into it, and you captaining them into it too?
Yeah, we know it. Like, we know it's a big game. We need to be the big team in Championship. We haven't done it in a couple of years. We've come close, Killarney last year, Mayo maybe in Croke Park. Kind of, we're ahead in Dublin, close enough to Dublin in a couple in the league semi-final a few years ago. So we just need to get up there, and we need to get over the line, basically.
It's great fixture opportunity in the sense that you have the minor match beforehand as well, which is a great day for Cork football.
Yeah, great for the young fellas. I suppose I would have Brian Hurley training me for 3 years, he's selected for 3 years, 21s, and Noel O'Leary's obviously involved in them, and they put in a pile of work, and it's very good for them to get out in Croke Park. And look, it's a good day. Look, we'd unbelievable support in Longford, you know, kind of taken back a bit by it, and they were fantastic, and we really appreciate it, and, you know, it's a good day, and hopefully they'll come up and support. There's a triple header obviously in Croke Park that day, so two Cork teams, so hopefully we'll get up there. I remember in 2012 it was a massive game, the All-Ireland semi against Donegal. Jeez, Donegal had a huge crowd, you know, they scored, it was like thunder when, you know, the roars in the crowd. So hopefully the Cork people will come out again, and hopefully we can just do them justice and get ourselves over the line.
What about the Croke Park factor for you, Paul? How relevant is that for this team?
I think it's only a positive thing. I can imagine that once was said it was, the fixture was in Croke Park with the minor game 2 and 4, like senior 4. I think everyone's reaction was yes, like, do you know, yeah, it's like, where it's the only place you want to play, do you know what I mean? Like, you want to play Croke Park all the time, and we were delighted.